This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today, inshallah, as you know, on Monday nights, we're talking about adab and mannerisms and etiquettes. In the last few weeks, we've been talking about some other topics. I was not here last week. I was sick. Today, inshallah, I want to talk about a topic that is something that has been requested for me to talk about. It's not something that's very long, but nonetheless, there are some etiquettes and there are some manners regarding this subject matter, and that is gift giving. You know, when it comes to giving gifts to each other, there are some certain manners that are required of the person who's giving the gift. And not only that, but the person who is accepting the gift. And the point is that the reason why we're covering these adab and these etiquettes is so that we can, as adults, first of all, we apply them in our life, and then our children will see us and they will also learn these mannerisms. As Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi says, that one of the most important ways to teach your children, or the most effective ways to teach your children, is by doing it yourself. So if our children see over and over again that my father is behaving, or he's conducting himself in this way, my mother is conducting herself in this way, though they may make mistakes, that's fine. They're children at the end of the day. But it's our job to educate them. This is where I think the biggest problem is, that we as parents, many of us, we may have learned etiquettes and adab overseas, but when we see our kids doing something that is wrong, a lot of times we won't even correct them. So today, inshallah, let's go through some of the etiquettes when it comes to giving a gift. First of all, is the one of the most important things is, when you give a gift, you have to give it with the utmost amount of sincerity. That means that often when we give gifts to others, we're not sincere. Why? Because I may be giving something to someone, but then I'm expecting something in return from them. You understand? If that is what is in our mind, then we're not sincere when it comes to giving a hadiyah or giving a gift to someone. And this is something that we learn from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Never would he give something because he expected something in return. And by the way, this idea of giving with the intention of receiving something, even in the Quran it is mentioned, though it is mentioned in the capacity of a sadaqah. When Allah talks about giving sadaqah, giving charity, Allah mentions that you cannot give a charity with the intention of expecting something in return. Or you're giving a charity because you want something in return from that person. That is not what it is. So that's why when it comes to giving a gift, you have to be absolutely sincere. Number two, when it comes to giving a gift, you try to give the gift in privacy as much as you can, okay? It's not appropriate. Now, if someone is sitting in public and they're showing their gifts in public and they want, and everyone is coming and giving their gift in public, that's a different case. But generally speaking, what the ulama say is that when you give a gift, try to give it in privacy, okay? Once again, it does show, once again, your sincerity. Going in front of everyone, here you go, okay? That's not sincere, okay? Number three, no one should be directly or indirectly be criticized for not bringing a gift or giving a gift. Imagine the host standing in front of everyone. Jazakumullah khair to all of you who gave me a gift. Now, there might be one or two people who did not give a gift, okay? And they feel criticized, they feel, they feel embarrassed and so forth, because a person who did not bring anything, they know they did not bring anything. But the host standing there, he's like, Jazakumullah khair to all of you for bringing me a gift. And the host probably knows also that every single person who came inside the door, they gave me something, and this one person, you know, isna kuch nahi diya, you know? Okay, so this person did not give me anything, so they're going to try to make that one person feel bad. A host should never do this to anyone who's considered as a guest. Number four, okay, wherever you're going, if you're asked to bring something as a gift, be mindful of where you're going. A very common example, okay? Whenever you see those wedding cards, you know when they say, no box gifts? It means you bring only one thing, okay? That's what it means, okay? No box gifts means you bring only one thing, and that should be in green color, which is cash, okay? That's all you bring. So if there's a certain demand, you try to meet that demand. Number five, if the host, do not present, okay, this is something very important. You cannot give a gift to someone and then make a request on the spot, okay? It puts a person in a very difficult situation, okay? Someone comes to the imam, Sheikh, I brought a gift for you. Can I open up a gas station, please? Okay? With sharab, okay? I'm giving you a gift, you know? So you cannot give a gift to someone and then ask something in return. It does not show your sincerity. You give a gift, give it sincere, and if you have any questions, okay, if you have any questions or any requests from that person, you ask it some other time. It is not appropriate to give a gift and then make a request in return. Then the next one, always make sure that the gift should not be a high value that the person feels the need that I need to return that much amount. So you go to someone and you give them a very expensive gift. Now that person in return, he's going to feel that I have to give this person something of equal value or something close to this in value to this person again as a gift. So once again, do not do this. It puts unnecessary pressure on anyone else. Okay, so this is something that we have to always keep in mind. Give it based on what is common, what is easy in the community, in the society. Next, this is something that's very important. If someone returns the gift, like, you know, you go to a person and say, please take this as a gift, and they return it to you, you may insist once, okay, but if they just say no, please, you know, I don't want this and so forth. Now a lot of times, look, be straight about this, okay? Let's be straight about this. If someone is giving you, my policy is you take it, okay? Now the person says no, I don't want it, but deep down inside there's like, please, just you offer, and I'll keep on saying no. And then at the end, I was like, oh, okay, jazakumullah khair. Okay, so if you just want it, take it from before. A person is giving it out of their heart, just take it. This idea of going back and forth is just, it doesn't make any sense to me, none whatsoever. Next, do not remind the person that you gave them a gift over and over again. Okay, you see them after 1 week, oh, how's that gift? You know, I gave you, mashallah, a gift. Where's that gift? You know, you remind them over and over again of that gift. This is also inappropriate. Next, if someone gives you a gift to hand over to someone else, you should not wait in giving that gift to them. You understand? Someone came and gave me something to give to someone. It's my responsibility to hand that gift over to the next person. That, because that gift is in my possession, is considered as an amana. Okay, it's considered as an amana. Now, for the recipient, there are a few things that we have to keep in mind. Number one is, never be judgmental about the gift. Okay, the person leaves right away, you go on Amazon. How much is this gift? Okay. Oh, I gave this person last time a $50 gift and he gave me a $10 gift? La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. You understand? It is not right. It only creates animosity in your heart. To go behind someone after they have left and going and checking the price and so forth, this is not appropriate at all. Another thing that's also, by the way, a gentleman came to me and he shared this with me very literally. He said that I went to someone's house, I gave them a gift, and I found out later on that gift was returned back, and the person kept the money. You understand? The gift was returned. He said, I took that gift with my heart to that person, only to find out that later on he turned around and he returned it. So he says that, did that person, as the host, did he do something that is correct? And I said that the host, what he should have done is that if he wanted to return the item, first of all, is that if he has an abundance of it and he does not need it at all, he wants to return it, first of all, he should let you know, so that if there is any way for you to find out that he has returned it and your heart can be hurt, then he should let you know in advance, or he should have returned it in such a way that he does, you know, that you don't find out, basically. But to return an item, and this person, he was so hurt. He says, I took it with my heart, and this person just turned around and he returned it back to Amazon or whatever it was. So this is something that is not appropriate. Also, it is important that that when you give, like for example, if someone comes and gives you food, for example, Ramadan is coming, a lot of people come, may come to your home, give you so much food and you have so much food sitting at home, in that case, they give it with their heart, but at the same time, you know, there are so many hungry people, if you give them and you distribute it, there's no harm on that because you're trying to protect the food, making sure that those people who are in need, they are given. This is something that we learn from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all the time. Whenever he was given food as a gift, he would not eat it often. He would always distribute it. So this is something that we learned, that this is absolutely permissible. Also, when it comes to do not tell others about the gifts that you have received. Imagine there are two very close friends and you told one of them that this person gave me a gift. Let's just say one of them did not get a gift from the other. It's going to put some kind of malice in their heart, some kind of hatred that I'm so close friends with this person and he gave that person a gift, but he did not give me a gift, you understand? So a lot of times it's better not to share what you have received from others with others. Also, it's very important that when people come and give a gift, okay, especially I've seen children doing this, okay, you know, especially when they come and give food at the door, you know, the kids, they will come, open, you know, they'll take the food. The appropriate way is you take the food and you teach the children this. Take the food, go and put it inside the kitchen, then you see what's inside, okay? The kids, a lot of times, they will be standing at the door and they'll look inside the bag like this. Oh, sabzi, ugh. Okay. So that's why, you know, it's, you know, this is something that happens. And not only that, but even when guests come to the home and they bring a gift, I saw a kid one time, he opened the gift bag, he goes, oh, this sucks, okay? Right in front of everyone, okay? So that's why our kids are sometimes too blunt about these kind of things. We have to teach them that when someone gives a gift, you put it in the corner, you will look at it after everyone leaves. There's no need to look inside the bag. If someone is coming and dropping food at the door, you take the food, put it inside the kitchen, then you can do whatever you want with the food afterwards, but not at the door. You don't start looking inside the bag and start critiquing the food. So these are just few things, you know, once again, when it comes to giving a gift or receiving a gift, okay, that we have to keep in mind. And once again, the most important thing is we need to teach our children the adab. Our children, once again, growing up here, many of you sitting over here right now, you learned adab the adab was taught to you when you were overseas. Before you probably came here, you were taught this adab. But our kids today, they don't have this understanding of adab and etiquettes and mannerisms. We need to teach them these things, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the adab. Yes, you have a question? Yes. Say again? Gift registry. So like in for weddings and so forth. So, I mean, once again, if that is a system that they want you to go over there and give a gift, that's absolutely fine. You understand? But once again, here's what I would say about that. Sometimes there's just too many demands that you have to go and buy something that is probably $100, $200, $300. You do whatever you can. And once again, the person, if they can even see who gave the gift, okay, then they should not be judgmental that they only gave me, I'm getting it. It's my wedding, and you only give me $50, you understand? So they should not be judgmental. At the same time, you give whatever you can from the best that you can, and you make dua for them, inshallah, and that is it. Yes? Yes? So that's a good question. This happens a lot, that you get a gift, you just collect all the gifts and so forth, and whenever the time comes to give it to someone else, if you want to do that, that's fine. That's absolutely fine because you have accepted it. You did not just go and just sell it off and so forth, but you kept it. The only thing you have to be very careful about when it comes to something like that is if you, God forbid, take that same gift and give them back and you don't even remember, you see the problem in that? They're going to be like, I gave this person a gift and he turned around and gave me the same gift back. You understand? So you have to be careful about it. You know, but you can do that. It's fine. Once again, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whenever he received a gift, a lot of times he might give it to someone else. He would share it with someone else too. That's absolutely fine, inshallah. Okay. Any other questions regarding this? And if you want to know what gifts I like, I can tell you, inshallah. No, I'm just joking. Inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.